Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jacob DeGrom tonight. It's going to be a tall order, but that's why they play the games. BBT, Baltimore Baseball. Tonight, me, Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, and Joe LaCroix, live from Pickles, starting at 5:30. Come on down and say hello. But let's talk some baseball here on this hot day in Baltimore. CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show Mike Axisa. Mike, what's happening?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Good. Doing all right. And let's talk about, speaking of hot, manager hot seats. Already saw a change in Pittsburgh. Saw one in Colorado. Saw one, obviously, here with the Orioles in Baltimore. And, you know, the Twins had a 13-game winning streak. Since then, they've had the worst record in baseball. They've lost five in a row. They've fallen five games below 500, 12.5 out of the lead there in the Central, and like everyone else, I guess still clanking around some wild card hopes. But they faded last year, Mike, as you know. Is Rocco Baldelli a guy that maybe we need to keep an eye on for someone that could be looking for employment elsewhere here soon?
No, I don't think so at all. You know, it was just reported, I think The Athletic had it, that Baldelli's his club option for 2026 was picked up, and I don't know if we don't know when that happened exactly. Did it happen last week? Did it happen before? See, I don't know, but I mean, he's under contract through next year, and they obviously like him enough to do that. So he's pretty much locked in. I don't think this is on Baldelli. I mean, you watch the Twins, and they just, like, they don't pass the eye test at all. Like, there's just something off about that team. And other than that 13-game winning streak, I mean, they've been pretty bad. Like, the pitching hasn't been good. The defense hasn't been good. Offense has been just, like, so wildly inconsistent. And they pitched so poorly this month. I just read this morning that this might end up being the worst month in Twins history by ERA. It's been that bad. And I don't think that's on Baldelli. You look at the payroll, it's come down because of the ownership, and they've had some misses with player development and just pitching acquisitions. And I don't think he's to blame here. I can't say for certain that he's safe. I mean, you know, so if somebody gets scapegoated, it usually starts with the manager there before they get to the GM. So maybe, but I think he's pretty safe.
Now, in the National League, the Mets got off to this great start, and they're still very much considered to be, and rightfully so, one of the best teams in the National League, but they can't score, and the offense is kind of going kaput for them. So what is New York, aside from hitting better, stating the obvious, but why the melees for them almost team-wide here as the dog days of summer are certainly upon us?
Yeah, it's funny because Juan Soto, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't Juan Soto early in the season. But the Mets were winning anyway, and, you know, it was all right. And now he's hitting like Juan Soto, and the Mets are losing. So it's kind of been this, like, weird trajectory there. But you look at the lineup they have on, like, any given day. The top four is great, and the bottom five is not good. There's just, like, a huge discrepancy between their best hitters and their worst hitters. And, I mean, these were their guys coming into the season. Mark Vientos is hurt, but he wasn't really that good before he got hurt. You know, it's not like they're missing a whole bunch of guys to injury. You know, it's just, it's a very top-heavy lineup. They projected to be coming into the season, and they made it work earlier in the season because their pitching was so good, and it was good in a way that just wasn't going to last all season. I think their starting pitchers allowed something like six home runs in their first 37 games or something. And that's just not something you could expect to continue. And the pitching has come back to earth, and I see the lineup is just so imbalanced. There's a lot of guys in there who are just, I don't want to call them easy outs, but like, if you're an opposing pitcher, you're like, okay, this is where I could get my outs. If I'm in a jam, I know there's this below average hitter a few batters away to get me out of it. And they really need to address their lineup depth. I don't know how they're going to do that at the trade deadline. They could really use a third baseman. That was true before this season, and they didn't do anything there. They need a center fielder. They didn't really do anything there either. And so they got to figure this stuff out and just add more length to the lineup. You know, I think they're 1-10 in their last 11 games, or 1-9 in their last 10, something like that. It's really bad, but they're not this bad. They'll figure it out eventually.
Now, staying in that division, Mike, with the Braves, just when I'm ready to stick a fork in them, they get hot again. I mean, they dug a hole just like the Orioles have here in Baltimore. But will the real Atlanta Braves please stand up? And right now, Mike, what are the real Atlanta Braves in 2025?
Yeah, I really don't know, because you look, last week they swept the Mets, and the weekend they lost a series to the Marlins, and now they won two straight against the Mets again. You know, I don't know what team this is, and losing Chris Sale was like a major blow there. I don't know how long he's going to be sidelined, but any time he misses is really bad, because their rotation on paper coming into the season was a little bit short on quality. Obviously, Sale's great. He's the ace, the Cy Young winner. After that, it was a little bit questionable. They didn't replace Max Fried. It's kind of questionable what they were going to get from Ronaldo Lopez, because he was good in a way last year that they weren't really sure he was going to do that again. And then he got hurt. He hurt his shoulder. He's going to miss the rest of the season. And so they're running really short on pitching. The offense, Ronald Acuna has been so good since he came back. He's basically been like best player in baseball since he came back. But everybody else is kind of below expectations. And similar to the Mets, there's some spots in that lineup, like shortstop's a black hole. They haven't really gotten anything from Michael Harris. And there's just some spots in the lineup that they're just underperforming so much. You throw that in with a short rotation and a bullpen that's a little bit leaky. And every time they get on a run and I think, okay, this is it, the Braves are here, they like lose a series to the Marlins. And it's, I don't know, I really don't know what team to expect going forward. If they were the best team in baseball from today moving forward, it wouldn't surprise me. If they played 500 ball the rest of the way and kind of hung around the wild cards race and like that was the best they could do, that wouldn't surprise me either. They're a really tough team to figure out right now.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Sandy Alcantara, or Alcantara, if you will, in Miami. What's his trade value right now?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Mike.
I think it's down a little bit from earlier in the season because he has been pretty bad overall. He's been much better the last three or four times out. He's looking more like the pitcher he was before Tommy John surgery. He's not exactly all the way back there yet, but he's getting closer. And I mean, the contract is so cheap. He's making money that's like fourth starter money, and it's another 2 years with an option. It's, you know, teams, that's kind of like the kind of player with team-friendly contract that everybody wants. And I think it's still pretty high. Ultimately, it's going to come. You're going to have, you know, three or four contenders bidding for him, and one team is just going to kind of step out and say, "Fine, we'll give you another top prospect on one more order, one more already offering, and that'll win the bidding." And so, I think it's still pretty high. Maybe they're not going to get as much as they would have, kind of like sight unseen following the Tommy John surgery, and everybody just kind of assumed he would hit the ground running and be himself. So I still think it's pretty high. I think he'll get traded at the deadline, and he'll probably be the best pitcher traded at the deadline again.
And Mike, are the Orioles capable of going on like a Twins-type streak? Because that's the only thing that they need. That's what they got to be able to do to get back in it. Are they capable of going 9-1, you know, that type of stretch?
Yeah, of course they're capable of it. There's still plenty of talent there. Really kind of haven't seen it yet this season. It hasn't played up to its potential. And I know they've been better since they replaced Brandon Hyde, but we're still talking about like 500-ish baseball. Not really, you know, they haven't had like a 20-12 stretch or something like that. But there's certainly plenty of talent there to do that. The pitching it's been better, but it's still pretty dicey there. You know, every other day with the rotation, and you can't really count on to get even five quality innings every day. It's tough to win like that. The offense has been much better. You know, Gunnar Henderson's starting to look like Gunnar Henderson, and it's just kind of finally being the offense that it was supposed to be. And so sure, they definitely could put together a run, but we are almost in July and it hasn't happened yet. And they're kind of running out of time, and they've put themselves in a pretty big hole here. They got to jump some teams to get back in the wild card mix. And it's just hard to do. It has to happen really soon.
Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Mike, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. And we'll talk to you hopefully before the All-Star break and definitely by the trade deadline.
Yep, sure thing.
Thanks, you got Mike. Mike Exceso will come back reset for you. Take a phone call, get to the fun house, or at least hear from Nolan McGraw. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Get more to this collusion thing. Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray. Murray got paid. Lamar got paid. Lamar's about to get paid again. And also talk about how loaded that AFC is. And the Ravens might be the most talented team. It's to the point where I'm beating the drum. Now I'm starting to question myself all of a sudden.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.